Hi, I'm Patricia Gaston, and this is a segment of the Faces of Poverty podcast with the Center for American Progress. We're going to focus this segment on homelessness. It is hard to believe that in 2014, some people have no place to call home, and D.C. is no different than any other city in this country. You can find singles, families, children, all living on the street. Some in the district have applauded Mayor Vincent Gray's efforts to streamline social services for the poor and to prod families from generational poverty toward self-sufficiency. But many of the same people say that Mayor Gray has failed to put together a realistic plan to do so, and that the district's rise, which can also be found elsewhere in homelessness, is the tip of the iceberg of a broader decline in economic security. Joining me today to talk about homelessness is Kurt Runge, Advocacy Director at Miriam's Kitchen. Kurt is part of a citywide campaign called The Way Home, which seeks to end chronic homelessness in the District of Columbia by the end of 2017. As a first step toward this goal, D.C. can join the ranks of communities like Phoenix and Salt Lake City to end chronic homelessness among veterans by 2015. And giving us a view from his own home is veteran Jeff Gilliam, who recently secured housing after several years on the street. Thank you for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Kurt, my first question is, how many people on any given day in this country are homeless? Are there some common characteristics of the homeless, including families and veterans?
On a given night across the country in 2013, about 610,000 people were homeless. And of that number, 220,000 are families, 58,000 are veterans. But the majority of people who are homeless are only homeless for several weeks. However, there are approximately 109,000 people who are chronically homeless, meaning that they have been homeless for years and they have a serious illness. And when talking about common characteristics of the homeless population, I can speak to the chronically homeless who are primarily in their 50s and have a life expectancy in their 60s. Something that I think that I find really startling is that they are dying 4 to 9 times younger than the general population. One of the reasons why this is happening is because when someone's living on the street, they're thinking about their immediate needs, you know, where am I going to sleep, where am I going to eat next, not when's my next doctor's appointment, when's my next dental appointment. So appointments made for the next week are often forgotten, and wounds fester, illnesses grow more severe. So for this population, housing really is healthcare, and because it's really hard to manage chronic illnesses when you're sleeping out on the street, sleeping on a park bench.
For sure. You talked a little bit about how did we get here. Did the recession and the housing bust of 2008 send us over the edge? Or is this a byproduct of what some say is a failure of the war on poverty, which was started 50 years ago?
Yeah, I think that the story of how we got here is a long one, and it's complicated. But certainly, I think the recession has had a contributing factor. We've seen a rise in family homelessness, a rise in youth homelessness since the recession began. And, you know, I think a lot of that's due to people who are living on the edge, who lost their jobs, and it didn't take much for them to be pushed over that edge. I certainly think, kind of along those lines, lack of affordable housing is another huge factor that contributes to homelessness, especially in urban cities like the District of Columbia here, where some research shows that to truly afford a two-bedroom apartment at market rate, someone has to work about 140 hours a week to really pay the amount of money that they would have to pay to live here. So it's really hard for people to get by, especially on a minimum wage job, which just doesn't cut it for a lot of people and puts a lot of people on the edge. But I think there's a lot of other factors as well. People's support network plays a huge role, mental illness, substance abuse for some people who are chronically homeless. But I do think that poverty, affordable housing, and the recession have all contributed in some way.
So can you speak a little bit to the Way Home campaign and what it is that you and your campaign partners are hoping to see come to fruition?
Yeah. As you mentioned, we are really trying to build public support around this idea that we can end chronic homelessness for people who've been homeless for years and have a serious illness. And we want to bring the community together around this goal to really show that it's a priority for people who live and work here in the district. And one way that we're doing that is we're targeting our local elected officials to show that they, as the community, plays a role in addressing this problem.
Okay. Mayor Gray has pledged to do what he can to help end this problem. But as you and your campaign partners are trying to get the city more involved in trying to eradicate homelessness, what solutions, requests are you pitching to the city government, which is now in its budget process, to begin the steps toward ending chronic homelessness?
We're really echoing a lot of the best practices that research has been pointing to, the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness has been pointing to in chronic homelessness, and it's really permanent supportive housing, which is affordable housing with wraparound services for people. But really, I think the thing that's caught on and that research shows is effective, both being successful and being cost-effective, is Housing First, which is a type of permanent supportive housing that recognizes that, you know, when you're living on the streets and dealing with the immediacy of trying to survive, you can't work on other issues like these chronic health conditions that you're facing. So you're going in and out of the emergency room. You're not getting the care that you need. And if you get Housing First and then wraparound services to help you address those chronic health issues and address other things that help you thrive, then you can really maintain that housing and you can get off the street. I think that for a while we had this philosophy that someone had to be housing ready to get off the street. Mm-hmm. They had to jump through all these hoops. And I think that research has shown that getting into Housing First is really the answer for a lot of people. So we're really pushing the city to invest more resources in Housing First, which really saves the city in the long run. But then looking at the homeless services system more broadly, we're actually also trying to figure out how we implement what's called a coordinated entry system here in D.C., which is a way of saying really a simpler, more effective way for people who are homeless to navigate that complex maze to get to housing and get out of homelessness, which right now, you know, a lot of people, if they become homeless, you know, they don't know where to go. They have to apply to all these different service providers to get housing. And this system really is a common sense approach to assess people to figure out, you know, what are your strengths, what are some areas of service needs that you have, what housing do you need, and try to move people out of homelessness as quickly as possible. So as a system, I think that we can be more effective and try to implement this as well to really triage who needs housing and target that housing to people.
Okay. Kurt, before I let you go, can you let our audience know what things that they can do to help with the Way Home campaign?
Yeah, I think to plug in, if you can go to our website at www.thewayhomedc.org, you can find a lot of information about the campaign, what we're advocating for, and we have a pledge that people can take that shows that you believe that this is possible, but also that you're willing to do something, and that maybe means recruiting other people to show that this is a priority for the District of Columbia. For people who live and work here. But it could also mean contacting your elected official and letting them know that we really should be focusing on this as a city and doing what we can to end chronic homelessness.
Well, Kirk, thank you again for joining me today to talk about this very, very, very pressing issue here in our city. I am going to switch off and talk to Jeff Gilliam and see what he has to say about now being a, living in a home now. So
great.
Thank you again.
Thank you.